I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC music critic Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Ryan.
Well, if there's such a thing as an indie rock supergroup, we may have just found it in this next project.
Yeah, new Sufjan alert. He of the mid-2000s rickety mini orchestra fame is back, part of a four-man indie supergroup that includes The Nationals' Bryce Dessner, Nico Muhly, who's worked with everybody from Bjork to Philip Glass, and Sufjan's regular drummer James McAllister, who I should mention is from Tulsa and played in the local band Esther Durang in order to prevent Ryan here from blowing a gasket. The foursome this week announced a new record that's due out in June called Planetarium, along with a single called, appropriately, Saturn. Sufjan fans here will recognize strains of his bizarre 2010 concept record, The Age of Odds, which made liberal use of auto-tune, neon synthesizer stabs, and clunky mechanical drum beats. Likewise, Saturn features an unreliable narrator questioning his own motives and identity. Planetarium should be a hit amongst Sufjan fans.
Take this body.
Sufjan Stevens, Bryce Dessner, Nico Muley, and James McAllister with Saturn off the supergroup's album Planetarium, out June 9th on 4AD Records. Next, we have music from a new album that NPR Music describes as a humorous and heartfelt emotional journey toward self-acceptance.
If you're not from the coast or Atlanta, breaking into even the middle tiers of American hip-hop notoriety can be difficult, but it's not totally impossible for Midwesterners. Quell Chris comes from Detroit, the city responsible for mega superstar Eminem, and more recently the nasal avant weirdo Danny Brown. Though Chris's style bears little similarity to either. He's instead more laid back like Snoop Dogg, comfortable emoting over the turtle slow beats that putter along throughout his funny, poignant new record, Being You Is Great, I Wish I Could Be You More Often. The album listens like a self-portrait of an earnest, smart guy who's prone to bouts of ambivalence so deep that they border on depression. The song Popeye is a good example. Chris casts himself as a version of the old-timey cartoon character who's perpetually finishing second place. He never gets to enjoy his can of spinach. Check it out. Yeah.
The can but never eats the spinach. Seems I never reach the goal but always meet the finish. Though I know my heart goes, I feel my heart go. I know my heart goes, yet still my heart goes. In the trigger, my niggas said, sun never felt so blah, sleep never felt so yawn. Cleon could have been that dude, no one remembers though. Posse moved on, possibly here, yeah, possibly long gone. Been a slow cook from Midwest on warm storms. The story goes, see hot pot, touch hot pot, I'll never know. Third, fourth, fifth degree, makes no diff to he. I never say peace out, I just peace. They act me while he caught. Cause all my great regrets always define my image. Seems I never reach the goal, but always meet the finish. Papa, kicking the can, but never eats the spinach. I know my heart goes. Yeah, still my heart goes. So I guess I'm still alive. Guess being pressed to death can help defy a death inside. Maybe it's on the lie, or maybe I survived on being I got some karma on my side. Not sure why they say I'm a good guy. I guess I'll take their word, it's more a burden to deny. At times I'm going crazy trying to renovate my mind like broken pie. Either cool is just the guys, or the same, maybe the fool is the disguise. I open up my eyes and spin in 360 degrees and see spy versus spy within me plotting how to end it. Wile E. Coyote, great regrets always define my image. Seems I never reach the goal but always meet the finish. Popeye kicking the can but never eats the spinach. Though, I know my heart goes. Yet still my heart goes. I know my heart goes. I feel my heart goes.
That's Quell Chris with Popeye off his latest album, Being You Is Great, I Wish I Could Be You More Often. And the final song we have today was referred to as a glitter grenade by NPR Music.
With the phrase slip away comes a sense of escapism. to ditch an oppressive force for one that's not just slightly more tolerable, but one that actually liberates. Mike Hadrius, who performs under the name Perfume Genius, understands this better than anybody. For years, his gold-studded queer pop music has celebrated his sexuality with a manic energy that's channeled into marching anthems and thrilling ballads alike. His latest, Slip Away, is a little bit of both, inviting us along somewhere opulent and adventurous.
By the sound, every drum, every single beat, they were born from your body, and I'm carried by the sound.
Perfume Genius with Slip Away, and this has been Sample Size. The current issue of Look at OKC has Jacqueline Cosgrove's overview of Oklahoma's history with mental health. You can hear full versions of these songs on KOSU.org and follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at M.Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.